time to meet our February Teacher of the Month, all brought to you by Eldorado Motors. There's Barrow's Pizza McKinney. And let me bring in my teacher really quick here. All right. Miss February Teacher of the Month, I have got Maria Tronconi. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes. I tell you what, I always try to practice everyone's last names. So yeah, from Slaughter Elementary, well, first of all, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
So I've got a couple questions for you. So how long have you been teaching?
I have been teaching. This is my 11th year, and I've done my entire teaching career at my school, Slaughter Elementary.
Okay, so you love what you do, huh?
I love what I do.
Okay, so what grades do you teach and subjects?
So currently I'm teaching third grade math and science, but in the past I started my career teaching second grade for a couple of years, moved up to fifth grade, and then moved to third, back to fifth, and back to third.
Okay, so you love it, don't you?
I love it.
So what made you want to choose the education career?
I've always wanted to be a teacher. Everybody's story and path to getting into education, I feel like, is very different. But I was definitely that little girl that was playing teacher in the basement and making all my friends be my students and being real obsessive with the chalkboard. So I've always wanted to do it ever since I was little. And I just had a lot of influential teachers, and that just seemed to be the calling.
Well, you guys did a fantastic job, and teachers all across the nation having to navigate, what was it, a couple years ago, right? Having to navigate and get all creative and everything. So God bless what you guys do over there. So, Maria, when you are not in front of the kids, when you're not, like, just teaching these little ones little fun things, what do you like to do?
Oh, just anything. I like to spend time with my friends, just hang out in the community. If I'm at home, I like a good book. I like a good coffee shop. I love to bake. That's my biggest hobby. I love to bake.
Okay. All right. So can we talk really quick before we talk to Mary Sue? Can we talk about what is the Alpha Wolf?
Okay. So at my school, Slaughter Elementary, we have a weekly assembly. Usually it's weekly. Mm-hmm. Where it's called Good Morning Slaughter, GMS for short. And this is where we honor one student from each classroom as being like the student of the week. So we call that the Alpha Wolf. And so we look for them showing leadership qualities, showing what we call to be the Wolfpack way, because we're called the Wolfpack at Slaughter. We get a student of the week from each class. We honor them in a big assembly. Each grade level has their own special cheer. So we just stand up and it's a real unified moment and everybody does their cheer and clap for one another and celebrate their hard work.
Kids love that, don't they?
They love it. And they get an award, and you know, sometimes our school mascot Wolfie will make an appearance, and you know, and then each teacher just celebrates the students differently. In my classroom, we started this, a coworker of mine gave me the idea, we do a VIP table. And so the kids get to come to class and they get to sit at this special decorated table and choose a friend to sit with them. And they just get special privileges. Like, you know, they love sitting in a rolly chair. They love using pens to do their work. So you got to get creative with the different age groups. Some kids like the honor of being the line leader when they're the Alpha Wolf. So just, you know, depending on their age and their interest and how you want to celebrate them, some teachers have their students write notes and the kids write books saying, you know, why, just building them up. Why do they deserve to be Alpha Wolf and all these things? And at the end of the year, we pick an Alpha Wolf of the year for the whole school year.
Very, very cool. Hey, let's bring in our Alpha Wolf. It's Mary Sue Eldorado, Chevrolet Eldorado Mazda. How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much. Golly, I am so excited to meet you. Your energy is just infectious.
Well, thank you.
And I can see why, A, you love teaching, but I can see how you would be a favorite teacher of students.
Thank you.
And well, absolutely. You know, we at Eldorado Chevrolet Mazda really appreciate teachers. We think you have one of the hardest jobs ever. And we want to say thank you. We want to recognize you and your hard work and your dedication. And I think it's just so neat that you wanted to be a teacher from the time you were a child and really followed through on that. So on behalf of Eldorado Chevrolet Mazda, we thank you so much. We have this little gift for you right here.
Thank
you. A
little
something, something. And congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Well, there you go. Hey, Barrow's Pizza, Chris Barrow from Barrow's Pizza McKinney stopped by earlier and dropped off a check to Maria. So pretty cool. So Mary Sue, we got a good teacher, don't we?
Oh, we do.
I know, right?
We got a real live wire this week.
I know.
Week.
I know. I love it. I love it. Hey, Miss Tronconi.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the kids. Anything?
Oh, absolutely. to my school, to my third grade students, my team, my partner teacher, Donna Gregg. So love you, and I wouldn't be where I am without the support of my school and all the guidance they've given me.
Well, there you go. Hey, listen, you can nominate a teacher today for our, oh my gosh, our March teachers coming up. Just go to klake.com, klake.com, right there on the homepage, all brought to you by Eldorado Motors and Barrow's Pizza McKinney.